Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are your nipples so small, man?
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
It's Friday, you know, on The Drive. We have a little party here. Go Hogs, baby. Go Hogs. I see you. I saw you walk in. I saw you walk in, you dirty dog. I saw you walk in.
He looks like he has nightmares of Felix and McFadden.
Yeah. He's turning around and dream of Burrow, though, so he's got one up on me. But it's Friday. We have a little party out here at East River 9, man. Y'all come on out and hang with us. The only problem you're going to have is finding a parking spot. They got plenty of spots out there now, but just go on. There's some folks here. Whether they're playing golf, this weather's absolutely beautiful. When I was walking up, Ron, I tell you, I looked out here across the course, man, and I could see about three greens, and boy, there's groups of four or five guys out there lining up putts. One of them standing over the putt, man. You can just imagine the lies that are being told, the good times that are being had, man. Just that good brotherly camaraderie, man. It was it made me miss it, man. I tell you, what's really cool too is I don't know that I missed it enough to go play 18 and spend 4 hours on the course, but I definitely missed it enough to get out here to East River 9 and play a little golf, and you can get around this thing pretty quick. It's par 3, 9-hole par 3. They got different tee boxes, so you can make it 18. They light this thing up at night, so you can play into the evening. You don't have to get home before or get off the course before the sun goes down. It's a really cool deal. Come out here, hang out with us. If you get here before 6, we'll be here, and we'd love to see you. If not, it's a great place to stop by and eat, drink, play golf, play pickleball. I tell you, there's a lot of folks on that pickleball court a little earlier, so come on by. Big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors, the ultimate football tailgate package that Academy Sports and Outdoors is offering. You can scan this QR code right here inside the door to the right. Scan this QR code, register for a $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, as well as two tickets in our suite to the Texans-Baltimore game on Christmas Day. It's a hell of a deal. Big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors for making that happen. Also, before we get cranking here, I want to give a shout out to my man Michael Wood yesterday.
Oh,
Lake Jackson.
Him and his lady. I hope they
Michael
the
Wood,
game.
Amanda, his lady Amanda. They drove an hour and a half yesterday to hang out with us. By the way, Michael, it's the last time I called you. Michael found out, nickname Spank.
What a great nickname.
Oh,
Spank, that's a good one.
Hey, and if you'd have seen old Spank, too, I guarantee you there's more than one way that would fit old Michael Wood.
What up, Spank?
Hey, Spank's Wood out there, man. I know you out there listening. Greatly appreciate you listening and coming to hang. Appreciate everybody listening.
I bet Spank spanked Amanda. That's a look in his eye.
Well, now, I mean.
Attaboy.
I'm just saying, Amanda, you know it. You ride next to him and listening to it.
Apparently, he's a fellow flagellant brother. Kind of like me, you know?
Oh, he likes farts.
He somehow worked into our conversation yesterday in about a 5-minute combo.
Hey, I'll tell you what, he immediately forced me into a conversation at the urinal. He turned right over. That's how me and old Wood start talking.
He's got some old boy said he breaks wind in front of it, it makes him puke, it makes him sick, and so he does it on purpose. So it was interesting. But you look at old Spank, like I said, it's you can see how he got that nickname. But Spank, appreciate you, man. All right, this we talked this a little earlier, Ron. This Green Bay Packer game Sunday at Lambeau Field is the biggest challenge for the Texans defense in particular. I think the Texans overall, but definitely the Texans defense. Offensively, this is a top-ranked scoring offense. This is a top-ranked rushing. When I say top, I'm saying I think it's top five. I don't have the number memorized. I think the top-ranked rushing team. They spin it around the park at a top 10 clip, I believe. Overall, in terms of just overall offensive production from a yards perspective, they're a top five football team. So this is the biggest challenge, definitely, as we learn more and more about the opponents, because we've got a bigger sample size to gauge it from. this is definitely the biggest challenge for this defense. And I said it's the number two run attack in football right now, in the NFL right now. And that makes this not only the biggest challenge for our defense, but definitely the biggest challenge for our defensive line, Ron. And this is a game where we get a player back in Denico Autry that no doubt about it is a hell of a football player. No doubt about it, he is a guy that they brought in here as one of the win-now moves. He's not Danielle Hunter. He's not that level of win-now move. But he's damn sure in that conversation of win-now moves. You got Steph Diggs. You got Joe Mixon. I would say Azeez Al-Shaair. I mean, I'm not saying that you're free agent. I know you traded for, I think, Joe. But just that caliber player, Danico Autry, is one of them, right? And this is, just so that the fans out there know, this is the kind of player that you're getting. This is Nick Caserio from back in April after they acquired Danico Autry, and just a few thoughts from the general manager on this guy.
Danico, I mean, this guy's a badass. I mean, this guy's a junkyard dog. Like, if you go into a dark alley, like, you want this guy behind you. Like, this is a bad MF-er. I mean, I'm glad he's on our side, and, you know, we're excited about what potentially he could bring to our front.
I wish we'd say that about all of our trench players on both sides of the football. That would be fun. But it is really good to hear that.
Bad MF-er.
Yeah, before he ever played a game with the Texans, or before he ever strapped it on at practice with the Texans. That's what Nick Caserio thought about it. Okay, now that he's back, we know he's back. He's going to be in the rotation. He's going to be a big part of the defensive front this Sunday against Green Bay. Here's Matt Burke, the defensive coordinator, talking specifically right now about Danico Autry and what he brings to the table.
I would say he's toughness, first and foremost. I would say he's a very unique rusher, just as a sort of, not really, I want to say hybrid, but as a big end and an inside rusher. I mean, he's had success at both spots, so it's he just offers some different pitches in terms of when he rushes inside, he rushes like an end inside, which is hard sometimes for guards. A lot of times offensive linemen interior can, there's not a lot of space. It's close quarters combat when you're rushing inside, right? And so sometimes there's not a lot of room for moves or things. You got to be a little bit more direct. Somehow he's able to create some space and rush. Like when you're rushing on the edge and you have sort of a little bit more area to like build momentum and put a move on and stuff because you're operating in a wider space. He kind of brings that ability inside, which is kind of hard sometimes. It's pretty unique for him. So he can rush on the edge, he can rush inside. And I think he's just, because he's kind of like a, said again, like sort of a in-between type of end tackle, he kind of brings a little different style of rush to the front.
Yeah, Ron, I don't... You know, I feel like Danico Autry, I agree with what Matt Burke said. Hell, I agree with what Nick Caserio said. That's exactly who it is. But I feel like Danico Autry was brought here and really sold as a force on the interior defensive line. I feel like when we talked about acquiring players in the preseason, every conversation I heard about interior defensive line, Danico Autry was a big part of that. And so, Ron, I expect, I don't know if it's fair or foul, but I expect Danico Autry to be a force inside. Like, I need him. Now, I don't know that he's that player. I don't know that we're going to get that for four quarters. I don't know that we're going to get that in the absence of Mario Edwards. But I fully expect at this point.
Why are you expecting it? Because of that?
I feel like that's how he was sold to us. I feel like when you go out there and we talked about interior defensive line and the Tim Settles and the Foley Fatakasi was always, yeah, but Danico Autry, 11 sack guy, we brought him in. You know, that was always
bad
part.
MF-er.
Yes, that was always part of that conversation. And it wasn't always just about pass rushing. I agree that you getting third and long, you getting third and six plus. Danico Autry inside is going to be a damn problem with Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson on the end. But that's not what we're talking about. You lost Mario Edwards. You lost Mario Edwards, who's been your best interior defensive lineman on the goal line. He's been your best interior defensive lineman in the trenches, in between the 20s, stopping the run, rushing the passer. He's been an all-around interior defensive lineman. I feel like Danico Autry, if he's going to be your headliner of your defensive line and be couched as an interior defensive lineman, he can't. This Danico Autry can't be just a guy that's going to rush on third down.
Yeah, he's got to be more. He's got to be on the field three downs. Got to be on the field more times than
like, especially given the circumstances. We're talking about Mario, and I like Mario Edwards Jr. He's having a hell of a year. He's having a hell of a ninth year, tenth year in the league.
Did you expect, you're supposed to, and I know they expected more from Danico Autry than what they were going to get from Mario
Edwards. When you've got Will Anderson and Daniil Hunter and Jerry Hughes and Barnett and Horton and all these guys, like you didn't sign Danico Autry to be another end. You signed him to be a force on this defensive front and to play inside. And I can't help but think of this Texans game right now and think that with Danico Autry coming back, we as fans, and definitely the Texans themselves, they shouldn't in this game feel the absence of Mario Edwards Jr. When you're bringing back the caliber player of Danico Autry, and you yourself in your efforts to rebuild your interior defensive line, Danico Autry was part of that.
I know you're saying they shouldn't. If I'm honest, my thought is I don't think they will in the passing game. I think it'll be an upgrade, but I am not sure if he will defend the run as well as Mario Edwards.
I agree wholeheartedly with you.
We're talking about somebody that's 300-some pounds and somebody that's listed at 280-something.
I agree wholeheartedly with you. And all I'm saying is that ain't how – I don't believe that's how he was sold.
You think if the suspension never happened, he would be primarily like a three technique?
Got to be. Why do you bring him in?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That sign doesn't make sense if this is just an interior D-line, an interior rusher. If that's all this guy brings to the table is another end that's a bigger physical end, and then you can slide him inside and pass rush.
That'll be one to watch to see how often he is in first and second downs on potential run downs.
Well, look, I mean, this is the biggest challenge that the Texans have faced. And you've got a guy coming back that you paid $10-plus million to, that you tabbed as, sure, a defensive end, a versatile player, but also a guy that is an interior defensive line force for this football team. And you just lost. You're playing without Mario Edwards Jr., who's been your best interior defensive line. He's got to be able to step in and play. And if not, then it's going to be an I-told-you-so game. Because when it happened, we all sat right there and said, this cannot be the answer at the interior defensive line. Like, Danico Autry's a good player, yeah. No disrespect, but he's not an interior defensive lineman. He's not. So it's interesting that his first game back, there is a huge void with Mario Edwards being out. And can Danico Autry fill that void in a way that as the Texans roll forward, they don't feel Mario Edwards Jr.'s absence? I don't think that's unfair to expect that.
Will you be surprised if Foley, who it looks like will play, is questionable, so there's a chance he could play. But you got Foley, Khalil Davis, Tim Settle. You'd be surprised if those three guys got more action.
Absolutely.
Than Danico Autry.
And we should all be pissed. Absolutely. I mean, look,
they are true defensive tackles on a team that runs the ball well.
Yep. And if you tell me you're trying to your win now moves to win a Super Bowl were legitimately Foley and Tim Settle on the inside and bring Khalil Davis back on the inside and Mario Edwards, before now we know it looks like a good move, now we didn't know at the time, is Super Bowl caliber moves, then I just don't know where we're going with that.
Big Kurt Heinisch comes back too.
Yeah, Big Kurt Heinisch comes back. I'm just going to tell you, I got an eye on Danico Autry.
I want to see how many snaps he plays and when he does, and if he's just more pass rushing specialist, and you'll have a problem with that.
Yes, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money for a team to spend when you got Will Anderson on one end and Danico Autry on the other. Boy, if he does not have a serious presence and a high snap
count.
Shout out
Big Steve. I see you.
And a high snap count on the inside of the defensive line this week and doesn't make plays, it's going to be hard to understand that signing right there. For me, that's going to be a tough one. All right, Matt Burke wasn't done there. Matt Burke had some pretty good audio this week.
Good for you, Matt.
He was asked about the Green Bay Packers. So just from a fan standpoint, this is ultimately from the Green Bay Packers offense what Matt Burke feels like they're up against.
Honestly, I think it probably like lends back into our philosophy of like we've got to be good at what we're doing, because you can't say we're going to take this guy away and then that stops the offense, obviously. Like, and I would say Matt's done a really good job of structuring the offense and coaching the quarterback to like get the ball to where it's supposed to go, right? You have a coverage, there's the answer, balls out to it quick. So I think it sort of almost leans back into our saying like, man, we've just got to run our defense and play our coverages right and be tight when we need to be tight or be off where we need to be off or whatever that is. So that, yeah, because you're not just focusing on we got to take a guy out or anything like that. That's obviously not the case. They're all really good players and they all do it. I think the structure of the offense is really good. They do a good job of just putting those guys in the spots to be successful. So we can't worry about who's where and which guy's doing what. We've got to sort of like play our defense and play our coverage and be right in our rules. And then it should play out from there.
That's the scariest thing for me Sunday against the Green Bay Packers.
Is it?
Yeah, oh my God.
I feel really good with Derek Stingley out there. Now, over the last couple of days, I've discussed where I haven't been impressed with Derek Stingley in the sense of kind of taking that next step and being a true lockdown guy. Getting beat by Butte over the top with under a minute in the first half last week really threw me for a loop. But I do trust that they have the ability to do some things that makes it difficult for a one-trick pony offense with one really good wide receiver. I think D'Amico and Stingley and this pass rush, I think though that combination can make it life really difficult for a one-trick pony, a one wide receiver team. Don't care how good he is. But when you're facing an offense going to come out there and like Matt Burke just said, the quarterback's really good at spreading around the park. All of their guys are really good. Now you can line up out there in three or four wide receiver set and you can pick the duck.
Yeah.
And I think that the Texans, hell, Drake May found some ducks last week. And the Texans have struggled in coverage with the exception of a couple of guys. And so that's the scariest part of this Green Bay matchup for me. It's going to be tough to find answers, as they got a lot of dudes that they believe in, man.
And when you got a coach and a quarterback, if they see the duck, unlike what Drake May and Van Pelt did last week, They'll keep finding different ways
to
get the matchup.
They're not going to wait until games out of hand.
And they'll get the matchup of guys they want. Duck might fool around and face Watson or Reed or whatever.
Yeah, so I mean, can Eric Murray cover?
I'm just going off what Andre Rare said. They're gonna lose that battle every single
D'Angelo
time.
Ross, your third best corner, can he cover? Jalen Petrie, can he cover? The backup Bryant, the backup nickel defender Bryant, can he cover? I mean, there's the Patriots beat them all last week and caused a little bit of concern, I think, for Texans Nation. We'll see what the plan is against the Packers, but that's going to be a big time challenge as well.
All right, coming up, we'll hook somebody else up really soon after this next segment with a $25 Academy Sports and Outdoors gift card. That's coming up here after this next segment. So if you're in the building and you haven't signed your name in the raffle box, you may want to do so now before that prize comes up. A little bit later, you'll have a chance to win tickets to see U of H take on Baylor. So those tickets will be coming up soon. All right, I do want to get into this a little bit. We've talked about this game a lot. I kind of want to do a progress check on a couple of guys and a couple of positions that we thought were going to be problems coming in. We're six games in, heading into this big game against the Packers. Where are we now with how we feel about these guys since they've started here, training camp, and now six games into the season? We'll discuss that coming up next.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from East River 9, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in East River 9. Hey, look, man, we got a couple. Look at Reg. Look like he gave it all. I mean, he's got sweat. That man is sweating hard, man.
Got a little frustrated, didn't
he? He looked like he's close to having some oblique issues right there. He's swinging that club. You see, I'm sorry, Tyler. He's got a run of sweat running right across the top of that forehead.
Hey, man.
He went out and gave. I mean, he looks like he gave. He gave that 95% effort that the men's clinic will give you right there.
Yeah, swinging them clubs around will do it.
That was it. That was it right there. But no, man, we've got another $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors to hook you up with. Also, game tickets to U of H and Baylor. And Clint also just added to it, man. They take care of you out here at East River 9. We have two twosomes to hook you up with. All right, two twosomes we'll hook you up with here in the next hour and a half, where you can go out there and you and a partner can play nine out here.
Round of golf for two at East River 9. Solid little value right there. And we're going to give that to two lucky winners and have their name in that raffle box over there.
That's right. So if you haven't done it, if you're on your way, if you're in the building, sign your name, put it in the raffle box. That next gift card's coming up as soon as this segment ends, so be listening out for that. All right, Clint, man, I want to do a little progress report. And folks, you can jump in on this as well. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, as always, you can jump in on that thing. By the way, somebody check on Champ on what's my man? What's his name? Champ, or I forgot what his name
Champ
is.
Champ Slice?
Champ Slice, yeah. Champ Slice used to just have like long conversations just with himself on YouTube and Twitch. I ain't seen Champ.
You ain't heard from him
in a minute, man.
He's been out of town, man.
Maybe that's what it is. Feels like his.
I'll have Cheryl check in on him for sure.
Because I'm just saying, man, once we start getting lifers and guys that follow the drive, and then all of a sudden we don't start hearing from him, I start thinking about Jim.
Mm.
God, dog, man. I miss seeing that Jerome show up on that
damn phone. I still got hope, man. I still got hope.
Yeah, you can hope. You can.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that guy's gone.
I am retired and damn near expired.
You hear Tyler talking about, you think so. How long has it been since we heard from Clint? Or, I mean, heard from, not Clint, from over from Jim.
Man, I missed Nasty Ass Jim. It's probably been at least a good 2 years.
It's been two years.
My man,
he used to call. He told us he was
going on a fishing trip, and he wasn't sure how much longer he was going to be around.
He's never come back from that fishing trip.
I like to imagine Jim was out there somewhere. He said he was going up somewhere in Utah. I like to imagine Jim was out there, you know, just on some pristine, beautiful, very calm lake, maybe doing some fly fishing at a river or something, and he just went doing what he loved. You know?
I'll never forgive Jim. If Jim just up and called one day, just said, guys, I've just been hanging. And I've been going for about 2.5 years. I've just been hanging.
Boy, Jim's
I'm a real problem with old Jim.
See you in October.
I mean, that line of I'm retired and damn near expired. That may be my favorite line we've ever heard from Clint.
And I think he was being for real.
That's the first time he used that.
Well, we know he's for real.
Yeah, it seems like he may have been being too real.
It happened.
Rest easy, Jim.
I'm just saying, man, that may have been gone. We heard from Jim for two-plus years. I mean, but we had a different program director when Jim last called.
That's true.
Yeah, it's been a minute now.
We had a different boss. All right. Listen, I do want to do a progress report here, Clint. Some of the concerns we had, Clint, well, I think there were three big ones going into the season, and that was the two young guys up front on the offensive line. I think Kenyon Green and Juice Scruggs were two question marks we had about the team, and honestly, the team did too, because, hell, they were playing in that Hall of Fame game. Those are the only two guys, not just starters, but guys that just played, that played in that game. Also, I think the interior defensive line were major questions. Hell, we hit D'Amico up about that, wondering about, hey, man, we kind of feel the same way about the receivers we did last year about that D-line right now going into the season. And then I think Kamari Lassiter in that second corner through a lot of training camp. I just want to get a progress report from you and the people and where you think these guys are through training camp, six games into the season thus far. And let's start with Juice and Kenyon Green. As you look at them now, would you say they have exceeded your expectations, met your expectations, or been worse than you thought?
Oh, no, I think they've exceeded my – I mean, I'll save you a little time here.
They all have, haven't they?
They've all exceeded my expectations.
They've
all played above board.
Which I think is a part of why the Texans sit at 5-1.
You betcha.
These question marks, I don't even think are questions. I think have been either at least – you know, a push or if not better. I'm so proud of Kenyon Green.
Oh, no doubt.
I ain't proud. I'm just happy for Kenyon Green, man.
Hell yeah.
That it takes a lot to be it. We've seen, and you've seen it more than I have, many a players who have been in his spot, made some money off the draft, and just not got themselves right. Yeah. And this cat has gotten himself right.
Well, and we've seen guys that even if you don't, you know, maybe you get right, but you don't ever completely buy in, you waste an opportunity to play for a team like this and to be a lock, stock, and barrel starter in this league for a handful of years. And so not only did he get right, but he took a huge advantage of an opportunity that, quite frankly, he damn near pissed down his leg. So, I'm with you, man. But you look at Juice Scruggs and Kenyon Green and the interior of the offensive line, never would I have ever thought that I'd be sitting here talking about I believe that the best thing for this offense to do in terms of producing a better run game is a run downhill where these interior offensive linemen can move folks. I heard Bobby Slowick talking a little bit earlier about how good the offensive line was against a really versatile, a really multiple New England Patriots front.
I answered this one also, but
yeah, you did, and I'm talking about it. And he talked about them moving people and getting hands and moving people. I mean, it's crazy to think that's where we're at. And the interior D line, Mario Edwards has been an absolute godsend for this football team.
Foley's been really good in the run
Tim
game.
Tim Settle
too.
And Foley, when they've been in there, have been really good. Khalil
Tim
Davis.
Settle had a 2-sack game.
Yeah, Khalil Davis has lit it up. And look, Kamari Lassiter, I thought he was an inside corner. I still don't think he's been challenged as much as he will be over the season. I think the jury's still out. But hell, I thought he was a better off as a nickel defender, and he's been really good at corners. So yeah, I'm A+, man, across the board on all these guys.
As you said, like I think there is a real argument that Juice and Kenyon Green have been more consistent as offensive linemen than anybody else. We got one guy that's leading the league in
penalties
and penalties in Tunsil. Titus has been up and down and missed a game. You know, Shaq Mason has had. I mean, Kenyon Green has been every bit as good as Shaq Mason. right, the best spot for them to run. Like, if you need to run the ball, the best thing for this team to do is run behind those three in the middle.
It looks like that right now. Yeah.
And Kamari Lassiter at this point has not gotten taken advantage of like we thought it could happen. He's been physical. Hell, he's been so physical that Clint wants him to dial it back a bit. So
yes, I'd break your shoulders. I appreciate you not do that.
So it's been it's been pretty good. All right. Listen, if you haven't heard the injury report, it is pretty extensive, and it's pretty extensive to the defensive side of the ball. And I think the question I have for you that we'll discuss when we come back is, in your opinion, do you believe that D'Amico Ryans and Matt Burke need to change how they look at defense this week, change how they approach calling their defense this week with all of the injuries out there? We'll discuss that. Coming up.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from East River 9, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome in back to East River 9 here in Edo. A Football Friday here live. We still have three more giveaways. Shout out to our latest winner who took home a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We have two twosomes, a round of golf for two, two different sets, a round of golf for two, right here to East River 9, downtown, nine holes, hole one, the best, arguably the best view of the skyline that you can see in the city. Great food, great drinks. I would recommend the pineapple bourbon wings, fantastic here. But you got a chance to win two different ones, two different rounds of golf for two right here, and as well tickets to U of H and Baylor. So we still will be doing that here on this Football Friday as we continue here, right here live on The Drive. All right, Clint, we'll go over here a little 5 o'clock fire more extensively on the injury report, but we see, Clint, there's going to be multiple starters out on defense. All three of the linebackers, the top three linebackers walking into the season on the depth chart, they're all out. Christian Harris still remains on IR. Azeez Alshire and what's on your mind?
Henry Toa-Toa.
Oh, that's on your mind. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought something else was on your mind. No. Alshire, Henry Toa-Toa, they're all out, not to mention Kamari Lassiter is out, Jimmy Ward. So that's four starters on defense, Clint, that are going to be out of this game. And my thought to you and the people is, do you get a sense that potentially D'Amico needs to adjust how he approaches this game defensively, needs to adjust how he makes calls defensively in this game? Should he change the way he does things with the fact, because we saw it last year, there were injuries to the offensive line. I think that changed the way that Bobby Slowick called the game and how he did things, yeah, when Austin Deculus was his left tackle at times. Like, do you think that Matt Burke and D'Amico Ryans changed their approach at all and how they handle their defense against this Packers team with all the guys they have out?
Look, I hope they change some things, just because I don't think you can treat Jordan Love the way that you've treated some of these other quarterbacks and just show them man and get away with it with your cover guys. So I hope there's some things change, but not due to injuries, right? Because, I mean, yes, you've got lesser players out there, but
the changes you're talking about, you would have done even if everybody was.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got to disguise more. You got to play less man. You got to rely on your front four, your down four, your front six, if you will. You got to rely on those guys to stop the run and not just show man the way that they have at times. I mean, Jordan Love is going to absolutely torch this defense if you play and you show man pre-snap with 20 seconds left on the play clock. He's just going to pick and choose who he wants to pick apart, and that just can't be the plan going into this game, not with these cover guys. But if you look at from an injury perspective, looking at it through that lens, when if you look at these guys, the only one that hasn't been in this program as long as anybody else, in other words, since D'Amico Ryans got here, is Kalen Bullock. He's having to play for Jimmy Ward. Everybody else, D'Angelo Ross has been here. You look at Jake Hansen has been here. You look at what's my man's name? Neville Hewitt
has been here.
He's been here. So I mean, you look at D'Anico Autry. He's going to have to play now. He's a veteran, hadn't been here that long, but he's a veteran and should understand things. So, I don't think you make any. I don't think you venture from your plan relative to the injuries. All of these guys should know what the hell they're doing. Now you've got a couple lesser players in there, no doubt about it. But all of these guys should know the plan, be able to execute the plan, be able to handle the entire defense. Not just the defense that need to be pared down because you've got guys in there. I think the changes should all be due to the fact that you're playing Jordan Love and you're playing an offense that is going to attack across the board. It's not a one horse race, if you know what I mean. They've got multiple guys. They got a run game. They got a quarterback that can distribute. I think there needs to be some adjustments made there, but not because of injury.
Yeah, I think there's some adjustment needs to be made. But I also think you said something a little bit earlier that was interesting. is they need to play fast. You want them to play fast and not have a lot to think about. Like, hey, man, just attack, man. You know, as close as you can get to see ball, go get ball.
Yeah.
Is what you want. But I think he has to protect him. And I think that's kind of what you're talking about, too, as well. Like, I don't know with these, because the Packers, they've got a lot of guys that can attack you on the outside. Like, it's not like, hey, like the Cowboys have CeeDee Lamb and then there's a real drop-off with everybody else. They've got they're closer to the Texans in terms of they got three or four viable receivers that can beat man coverage, one-on-one coverage. And I think D'Angelo Ross being out there, I don't think it's a good move to just leave him, you know, where he is, where he's by himself. So I think you got to protect guys like him. The tight end position to me is big. How are you going to cover that? Who are you going to cover that with? Because we saw Henry Toa Toa surprise us against Buffalo, and him cover some of their tight ends pretty well, which was a bit surprising to us based off what we've seen before. I don't know if Neville Hewitt and Jake Hansen can just go out and do those things. I think you got to protect these guys as well. So I think there's got to be some show of restraint in the aggressiveness, because aggressiveness can turn to recklessness very, very quickly.
Sure, yeah. Look, I mean, the reality of it is Green Bay is set up as an offense. They're not set up as an offense that's going to come in and force the issue, whether it's forcing the run game or it's forcing the ball in the pass game to a certain receiver. Their entire approach to offensive football is to have guys that they believe can create separation, spread them out across the field, and go find the duck. Where's your best matchup? And unfortunately for the Texans, when you look at their secondary, if Eric Murray and D'Angelo Ross and Jalen Petrie and, as you mentioned, Neville Hewitt, Jake Hansen, all those guys not named Stingley that are going to be in coverage, like potential man-to-man coverage or playing zone in space versus some of these guys, I got to believe the Green Bay feels like they're going to be able to win a lot of those matchups.
I also have another angle at this, fellas.
Okay.
And I'll see how the people feel about this. I think Dez King should be active in this game.
Okay.
For me personally, I still think Dez King is this team's best all-around nickel defender. And he's on the practice squad. He's not currently on the roster. They can, of course, you know, pull him up for this game. But we start talking about what we saw last week, Clint, and rest assured, Matt LaFleur, Jordan Love, and that offense saw as well. And they've seen it throughout times where when teams have forced Jalen Petrie and Eric Murray to have to cover – and have to cover in the slot. And as I said, they've got multiple receivers. All their receivers are interchangeable and can play in the slot and have. Like, I think that is a concerning proposition with Jalen Petrie and Eric Murray covering. And I think, to me, Dez King has been your best guy the last 2 years, and I think still remains your best nickel defender. I think he should at the very least be active, Clint, to have that as an option to play in the secondary. Because, I mean, if you got Ross, a guy that's a backup, your third corner, and you have Petrie and Murray, who their strengths aren't covering wide receivers, which they will have to, I think Dez King should be somebody that is active this week.
Ron, I can't disagree with you. Now, I do not believe they're going to make any that would be a wholesale change. I don't think they're going to do that. But I love where your head's at. I would much rather lean into Dez King than, is it Bryant? What's the Bryant kid's first name?
From the Patriots that came over.
I personally would.
Is it Miles Bryant?
There you go. I think it sounds right. I would rather lean into Dez King than him. I would rather lean into Dez King in a coverage situation.
Well, Clint, they're not playing him. Like, they're not playing the Miles Bryant.
He played last week.
Did he play something?
Because one of the
Did he get torched late?
Yes,
late,
one of the Drake May highlights is he was in a game. So it may have been late. They just pulled Jalen Petrie out. But either way it goes, there's your nickel defender getting created, somebody a a no-name receiver creating space. I shouldn't say no-name. That's disrespectful. The kid may make a name for himself, but
we understand.
When it's all said and done, I can't disagree with you. I've always been higher on Dez King than most folks, but clearly that's not.
And I'm not saying Dez King is something great. I'm just saying
he's a better cover. Yeah,
he's a better nickel cover defender, and he can blitz as well. He's better at that than those other two,
without a doubt.
And if they start putting Jaden Reed, they start putting Christian Watson in that slot. That I'm driving home last week. This is Andre Ware. They're going to lose that battle every time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Andre Ware said. And we heard them with a rookie quarterback in his first start do it, and now we're talking about Reed, we're talking about Jordan Love, and now Matt LaFleur, guys that have been doing this a bit, and guys we think are pretty good with that opportunity.
Yeah,
I think that's got to be a thought.
Look, man, they've got to give you what D'Amico Ryans and his defense has to do, in my opinion, is there's got to be a quarters coverage look damn near every snap, and then you decide what you want to do out of it when the ball is snapped. You simply can't, in quarters is a zone coverage, which is a lot of disguised teams use that. You cannot line up and not disguise with your cover defenders against this football team. Any way you slice it, I don't give a damn who they play, you can't do it.
All right, a lot of you just getting off work at 5 o'clock. The Texans injury report is out. I'm not going to lie to you, it's not good. We'll give you the latest on that, as well as other things around the sports world, including the MLB playoffs, as they continue to rock and roll. And we will continue to rock and roll right here live on The Drive.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.